Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, call on in tonight. I'm taking questions, prayer requests, whatever it is. Marriage counseling, dating counseling, divorce counseling, whatever it is. I'll be accepting them calls tonight. I'm only here for about an hour, so make it count. Make it count and make it snap.
Girl, you got me chilling. Girl, you got me chilling. Oh,
girl, tell me your favorite position.
Oh, that's what we'll do tonight.
I know you love to kiss it down low.
That's what I'll do. And I'll give you something to talk about. If I show you what love is all about. Girl, if your body's my party, my baby, you're at the party. And I, we ain't no kids.
Let me tell you about this podcast. Tonight is a show. It's negative conversation, but it is a learning platform. You learn when you come on this platform. It's not just, you know, formality. No, it's
growth.
She can't take this head, she trying to lock me out. Next time you get in that group chat, tell your homegirl, girl, he pushing deep. I don't even call it here no more, she's like, and I call it blessing me. I like fucking slow off on my feet.
Could be worse.
Perfect for, but you never had a love like this. I
like this. Happy you can go with your ride for me like this. Whatever you are, it's where I want to be like this.
I am Tyron Jones, the host of the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show. Well, we come on every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, without a shadow of a doubt. This podcast is brought to you by Real Men Drink Water, where our ladies need us to be King Kong in bed. If we don't drink our water, we can't use our third leg. Tonight, we are still in celebration of our Black History Month. And we wanted to choose tonight just to come and talk a little bit about what's going on in our community. Maybe some new developments that we are seeing take place, seeing arise. New developments. Tonight, to a subject topic we want to speak on real quick, don't fall in the trap. This is primarily geared toward the men. I am seeing, and it's been there, but I'm just speaking on it tonight. I have seen our women being happy when we as black men disagree and argue. They get excited. And I'm coming tonight to speak on some things so that we can be aware and we can mitigate. Take it away. That's what needs to be done. It needs to be mitigated and taken away. Now, do I think it's going to be taken away all at once? I doubt it. I don't think so. But we're here tonight to talk about. Call me in. Area code 323-870-4617. I'm trying to share this, man.
I am trying to share. I don't know if I can share this, man. Really, I'm trying to tag some people. Man. Well, I guess not. Oh, if you are watching, please share. Please share. I want to share this. Call in tonight, area code 323-870-4617. Like I said, I'm not going to be long. I'm going to look in his phone queue, see if anybody popped up in his phone queue. I see we got somebody that popped up in the phone queue. I see danger. Don't go nowhere. We're going to take tonight. Real quick, we're going to speak about falling in the trap. I believe that there are traps being set. Community, there always has been traps set in our communities. I mean, from slavery days to the civil rights activist day to today, there are traps being set in our community. And it is important as a black man, as a black man that is beginning to lead a family, as a black man that has led a family that is, you know, wanting to lead a family. It is a great idea to understand that there are traps being set for our demise. And many a times, you know, when this part of the year comes around, which is Black History, is that we began to always talk about the white man this and the white man that, but a lot of times it's not about the white man. It's not about the white man. It's about you. It's about your heart. It's about the wickedness that you might have in you that you don't even know about. It's about the woman that you may lay in the same bed with that is wicked as well that you might not know about. It's about, you know, the kids, what's in their kids' heart. We see that in scriptures, they talk about how the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Come on now. We want to talk facts tonight. We want to get really, really deep down. Okay. I'm not asking any silly comments or whatever in the chat. Somebody want to ask about an organ. Well, I put it like this, Beats. If you want to play the organ for me in the background, you're more than welcome, because I do need an organist. But anyway, as I'm speaking tonight, is that we as black men, we really need to see the traps, okay? When black men began to argue and go at it with each other, and you see black women hit the lab button and happy and excited about it, that's a problem. But everybody talking about the white man. The white man ain't no problem. Come on. The white man ain't no problem. It is us. Yeah, this Black History Month, but we got to tell the truth, and we must shame the devil. Well, you know, I would do better. Come on. I would do better, but you know, the man. Come on. What man is this that you speak of? Well, you know, the man. Come on. Yeah, got us down. Come on. What man is this that you speak of? Come on. You know, the man. They start doing this, pointing at their hand to really make you think the man. Well, the man that I see that's doing it is you. Come on. Yeah, tonight we own one tonight. And we not, I'm not going to say really own one. I'm not really saying we own one, but we got to tell the truth. The man is holding me down. I got some scripture for you. You know, I always got a little bit of that. I can't get up here on the microphone and ain't got no scripture. But we're going to start tonight from Judges 16. Judges chapter 16, verse 16. And we're going to just see where we end up. Then went Samson to Gaza and saw there an harlot and went in unto her. And it was told the Gazites, saying, Samson is come hither. And they compassed him in and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city and were quiet all the night, saying, in the morning when it is day, we shall kill him. And Samson lay till midnight and arose at midnight and took the doors of the gate of the city and the two posts and went away with them, bar and all, and put them upon his shoulders and carried them up to the top of an hill that is before Hebron. And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that he may bind him to afflict him, and we shall give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. And Samson said unto her, if they bind me with 7 green withs that were never dry, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Then the lords of the Philistines brought up to her 7 green withs, which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Wow. Wow, just that simple. Just that easy to get caught up. You see where I'm going? Just that easy to get caught up. All she had to do was to ask. She said, Samson, go back to it. We talking about tonight, don't fall in the trap. I need a little bit of echo right now. We talk about tonight, don't fall in the trap. Black men, don't do it. Our women want to see us at odds. Our women want to see us fight each other. Because if not, they know that the days of their shenanigans are over. Somebody got to tell the truth tonight. They know the days of their game. Come on. They know that the deal that they made with the devil, they know that deal is over. Look again. It says, and the Lord of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him. That we may bind him to afflict him, and he will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. So you know what the motivating goal was. For her, for the men, it was money, silver. But Samson, he was getting that loosey-goosey.
He was getting that wet quick. He was getting that money. And all he had to say was, as Delilah said in the text, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy grace does lie, and wherewith thou mightest be battled to escape thee. Come on! That's all he had to say! And then he told me. Just that simple, just that easy. And black men,
I'm saying to you today, black men, is they, when we come together and we have discourse, when we come together and we speak as men, we got to watch our temper. We got to watch our tone. We got to watch the words that we saying, because you can end up on the other side of the game. This ain't no laughing matter. This ain't no joking matter. Don't fall for the trap. The trap that the enemy, the trap that our women have set up. And a lot of times it ain't even the women that set it up. They part of the operation as well. That the enemy, the serpent has set up. When that serpent came to Eve and told her that she would not surely die, she tried her best to tell him what she heard God say, but he had her mind. He had her ear. Therefore, when he had her ear, game over. And it was so easy once she began to eat of that tree. And then she pulled Adam. She didn't even tell Adam what was up. It said that the scriptures talk about how she just gave to her husband and he ate with her. Come on, sound like Adam had put a lot of trust in her. Come on. It sounded like Adam had put a whole lot of trust in her. And soon as she began to eat, he thought it was good, so he ate right with her. We cannot fall in the trap. That's why I love Job so much, because when Job's wife, you know, began to speak like an ignorant woman, he let her know right there, you sound like a foolish woman. She talked about, well, you know, just go ahead, you know, since you done just been through a whole lot, you know, your kids done died, this done died, your friends betrayed you, just go ahead and cuss God to die. Like, what? That's what the enemy want me to do. That's too easy to do. I gotta do things the right way to where the enemy gonna be shook. Ain't gonna be no cussing God and die. If anybody gonna get cussed, it's gonna be your behind. Your behind gonna get cussed. Okay, if you ain't doing right, if you ain't about the right, your behind gonna get cussed. Man, let us read some more, man, before I bring D on. Hold on. Now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber, and she said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he brake the whips, as a thread of tow is broken when it touches the fire, so his strength was not known. Wow. And Delilah said unto Samson, behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou mightest be bound. Let's keep going. And he said unto her, if they bind me fast with new ropes that never were occupied, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Delilah therefore took new ropes and bound up therewith. I see what's going on here now, y'all. And said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And there were liars in wait, abiding in the chamber. And he brake them from off his arms like a thread. And Delilah said unto Samson, hitherto thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Tell me wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, if thou weavest the 7 locks of my head with the web. So he playing around with her. And she fastened it with the pin and said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awaked out of his sleep and went away with the pin of the beam and with the web. And she said unto him, how canst thou say I love thee when thy heart is not with me? Ooh. She's really getting into the head of this man. Thou hast mocked me these 3 times and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lies. And it came to pass when he pressed him daily, when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart and said unto her, there have not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. Ooh, if I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. Man. Wow. I'm gonna stop right there. I'm going to stop right there. I want to bring in D, because, man, that's got me thinking, D wears the bald head. Sounds to me that D needs to grow some hair on that head. What up, D? Unmute yourself. D, unmute yourself. Oh, man. Tell me something on my end. D.
Hello. What up, G?
What's going on, man?
You okay? Hello.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear
you. All right, boss. What's going on, man? What's the problem? No falling.
I'm reading something, man, that you need to you might need to grow some hair on your head, man. That's what it sounded like, man, according to the scriptures.
Well, I would do that, but if I did that, then everybody be looking for my 7 locks. Everybody be looking for my 7 locks then, man.
As soon as she cut his hair.
You follow me,
Bob? As soon as she cut his hair, that strength went away.
And believe it or not, that's what a lot of women ain't going to agree with this. But that's the first thing they hit you with. If you love me, you'll do this, you'll do that.
Well, she ran game on him really well.
Well, I'm glad he did, man. Because if you sit back and look at it, Satan, if you sit back and look at it, Satan never did come to Adam, did he?
No.
But he always went to the weaker vessel, and women don't like to hear when you say they're the weaker vessel, but that's what the Bible said.
Yeah, most definitely weaker vessel. You can get into their head and say whatever it is you want to say.
And if you really look back at it, today, most of the women today, as soon as you get their ear, you got it and gone. You know, it's really not nothing.
But
that
our topic tonight is about don't fall in the trap. And the point I'm bringing out tonight is that there's a trap set for black men to fight amongst each other and to kill each other, while our black women sit back and laugh.
Hey, You're a young man. Wait till you get to be 300 years old like me. Women has been doing that for years. If you look in the Bible, I might be wrong, but I don't think I am. But if you look in the Bible, the first person that cheated on a man was a woman.
You talking about Eve, right?
That's right, my brother. And then on top of that, women today, they will fix themselves up and go outside just so a man can look at them. And then they want to get upset because the man asked them a question. And, you know, most of the women today will get upset because a man tell them, say, hey, well, look here. I can't take you here or there because my car is broken. I need the money to, you know, fix my car. You know what they'll say? The average woman will say, see, I know you couldn't afford me no way. Wait a minute. Afford you? That sounds like a prostitute. I'm going to let that alone. Are you with me, boss?
Yeah, it's just this call in is lagging, so it takes a few seconds to, for me to hear you and for you to hear me.
I'm sorry. I'm sure. I know. I forgot all about that. It's supposed to be the either 5 or 10 second delay that the FCC put in, you know, because people was acting crazy and they needed time to trace where they was.
Yeah, it's gonna take a minute, but Let me say this though. Basically what this is about, we're gonna go a little deeper, is I don't know, have you seen the ASAP Rocky and Rihanna meme? Have you seen that?
Boy, I ain't gonna say boy, I'm just gonna say look at here, Mike.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
Well, somebody sent me that in a text message. Matter of fact, the same night we was going live the other night, somebody had sent it to me then. I had debated on whether I was going to speak on it or not because, I really didn't even want to say nothing about it. I was like, hey, it's their life. Do what they're going to do. But I said, you know what? What it's worth, I'm going to go ahead and say something about it. I posted that up the other day, and I said, hey, I'm going to make it short and simple for you. It wouldn't be me. And, man, people lost their mind talking about gender roles and talking about people need to quit being so nitpicky, which lets me know what type of people that they are. They say we need to quit being nitpicky, but when you have people like Kanye West, Kyrie Irving, Chris Brown, R. Kelly. Oh, we could talk about them all day. But people that they like, people that they are affectionate toward, Rihanna, which I love me some Rihanna, but Rihanna is not above the next female. Rihanna, she the same as a woman that's out on the block selling that pussy. That she the same as that woman. She ain't no different in my book. So she can get it just like the other woman can. She ain't no different than my book. She can get it. So people, they get in their feelings. They have adverse reactions. And so it just, you know, none of that amazed me. But what amazed me is when some of the men began to come on and say, you know, I'll take that pick any time of the day. And I'm like, you foolish man. You really fell for the banana in the tailpipe. You see what this Vogue magazine is doing to us as a community, and you're going to fall right into it. Where's your balls? Where's your marbles? That is my question I have to ask for you. Where's your balls? This ain't no. One guy said something about a dick measuring contest. One guy said something about a browbeat contest. It was some people, they made comments, and then, you know, we went at it so hard, they deleted some of their comments. So, you know, it ain't even there no more. I'm like, wow, y'all deleting comments on the post. Okay. I'm like, normally I'll delete them if it's too much, but wow, they did it. So it just kind of got a little bit out of hand, and I had to shut the post down. You know, I didn't take it down. I just shut it down. And I'm like, wow, man, look at the division and the strife. And what's crazy, the women, amen, I know that's right, amen. And I'm like, don't y'all realize that, let's say we was all in person, that, well, you know, we went and type it behind this computer or didn't have not on our phone, and we in person having this conversation. Don't you know that conversation could have turned deadly? Don't you know that conversation could have turned violent? But this is what they like. This is what they want to see. Our black women want to see this type of stuff between black men. But then, we got to stop the black-on-black violence. We got to stop that, man. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know if you're going to stop the black-on-black violence, because so much of the black-on-black violence is being perpetrated by people that are not doing the violence. I was watching a show the other day, man, talking about falling in the trap. I was watching a show the other day where it said a lot of these rap artists out here talking about killing, slapping, and all of that, said they ain't even doing it. Some of them are hiding behind the persona of being gangster when they're really not gangster. And
they ain't met a real nigga. They don't know a real nigga when they see one.
Like, you take your boy, what's the name, the one with the Jenner, Kylie, the baby
Bruce.
Jenner girl.
Bruce. Oh, Kylie. Yeah, Kylie.
Yeah. Now, like, you take her. Her man is just sitting back, shutting up, and letting her do what she do. And as you can tell, he ain't even saying a word. Am I right, my brother?
Oh, wait, who ain't saying a word?
The one that's hooked in with the Jenner girl. He ain't saying nothing.
They done been through so many men. I don't know who she with. I don't know who that girl with, but whoever the dude is.
I think she got like two kids by the guy, or either got one and one on the way. But the bottom line is,
I think he's a basketball player. I think he's a basketball player or something.
Could be. Might even be a, what's that dude named? Tiger or something like that? Tiger?
Okay, I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Anyway,
go ahead.
He's just shutting up. Sitting down, shutting up, letting Mama Chris pull the strings. He done fell in the trap, got some of that Armenian twat, and lost his mind. Now let him get real gangster. I could sell him a set. I think Kmart got that rollback. I mean, not Kmart, but Walmart got that rollback sale. We can go get him some Tinkle Tinkle down there, you know.
Oh,
but
man.
If you notice, man, like your girl Rihanna walking on the beach with your boy, yeah, she need to be out front. She making more money than him. I believe they said Rihanna is a billionaire now. And the average guy, whatever, take Serena Williams' husband. He's sitting in the background, shutting up, enjoying her money. Quiet as it's kept, just like anybody else would fall behind somebody that's got a ton of money. And yeah,
he's vanilla.
And you know, they ain't gonna say nothing. They ain't gonna say nothing too much to stop that money from rolling in.
He's vanilla, D.
Yeah, you know, that's why. And I'll say it again, most of the darker pigmented individuals, men and women, they fall into the trap
of getting $1 or $2 more than the next man, and they forget the struggle that they had to go through to get to where they at. And they start looking down their nose at somebody. Talking about falling into the trap. I was looking at a clip tonight where LeBron James was at a wedding and a couple of people crashed the wedding, and he had them throughout the wedding. He had security put them out of the wedding. And why would you do that? I mean, it ain't like you need to, you know, the people in there trying to get them a plate or something. It ain't like, you know, you're going to miss it with all the money you got.
Ooh-wee. So he had the people put out of the wedding.
Yeah, said they wasn't invited. They crashed the wedding.
He was saying in the clip,
because the clip was on TikTok. He was saying in the clip, and they tried to leave out the wedding with plates in their hand. I knocked the plate out of their hand, knocked the food on the ground. Now, why you want to do that? I mean, come on, why you want to do that? Just stop. Huh?
You said LeBron did that?
That's what he said. He said that as the security was escorting them out, he knocked the plate of food out of their hand. Now, that's LeBron James.
Nah, come on, LeBron.
Known
let
as
him
the
eat,
team.
LeBron, let him eat,
and now let here him he eat, is
man.
With all this money, doing everything for the community. What is it going to hurt for two people to come to the wedding, although they wasn't invited? What's it going to hurt for them to take a couple of plates out? If they wasn't hungry, they would not have took the food.
Now, I will say this, though, D. If they was causing a disturbance, I would have put them out. Yeah, they're going to get put out. You know, I let them keep the food, but you got to go. You got to go.
No. According to the clip, it wasn't causing no disturbance. They just called one of the celebrities by his name that nobody else calls him by. So they called a celebrity by his right name, his legal name. And LeBron was saying in the clip that, you know, nobody around him, his partners and stuff, never really called him by that name. And says Guy Esten said, who are those? And the guy's security, Esten said, well, y'all with them? And the guy said, yeah, we know him. Da-da-da-da-da. And LeBron said he didn't know them N-words. It's on the clip. And said that the celebrity that was getting married said he didn't know him either. N-word. So LeBron said, get them N-words out of here and get them M-F-ins, you know. And I'm sitting up here looking at the clip. I'm like, dang, Mr. Good Guy?
I don't know, man. I'm going to say this. With LeBron being in the limelight, I don't know. He might have had to put him out because you never know who's around you. And it could be some sex and servants around you. Yeah. I don't know who them people are. So, again, I probably would have went on ahead and put them out. They just got the food. But you got to go because you didn't have an invitation. And somehow you magically knew where we were at. Yeah, so I'm telling you, D, you can't have when you – I mean, you should know. You should know, D, because you've been in the limelight. You can't have everybody around you like that.
Well, you know, I understand that. That's why I went Keeping Up With The Topic, Don't Fall In The Trap. That's what threw me for a loop when I heard about Michael Irvin getting caught up in the Marat, you know, at the hotel where he supposedly had assaulted this girl or whatever. You know, I'm trying to figure out, because when we was doing our thing, we wasn't big-time celebrities like they were, but we still had a couple of people to make sure folks wasn't around us a whole lot. And them that we did hook up with, we made sure that we had our assets covered so nothing could fall off and, you know, get the whole group in trouble.
From what I'm hearing is that Michael Irvin and the young lady kind of had a spirited conversation with a voice. A voice may have gotten raised
And just off of that, you know, he verbally assaulted because he may have raised his voice. Because, you know, Michael Irvin, he's a guy that is a spirited guy that gets loud. So that's what could have happened. That could have very well also happened.
Well, you know, he's a football player. He's aggressive by nature, you know. And even at that, things look to be going in his favor because the last clip I heard about it was saying that he's winning case after case about that. You know, he's studying making the steps that are looking good for him. And he's even going after the Marriott Hotel for $100 million. Defamation of character and a few other things.
Because they going right along with it. They probably lying on them as well, going right along with the story. Kind of the same way what happened with Mark Curry. You remember Mark Curry when he was in that hotel in Colorado right before Deion. Right as Deion was on his way moving to Colorado, Mark Curry was getting harassed at that hotel. You remember that?
I think I heard something about it.
Well, I seen the video, and what it was is that Mark said that he was in the lobby. He in the lobby, man, his business, and a guy came up to him. He a worker, looked like a janitor, talking about, what are you doing here? Do you have a hotel room here? And he was like, what does it matter to you? You know, that's what he pretty much said. What does it matter to you? And so, you know, they went back and forth, kept going back and forth. And what made Mark mad and what kind of bothered me is that when the woman that he know checked him in, she started talking to him, too, like she didn't know him. And he was like, ma'am, he said, you should know if I have a room. He said, didn't you check me in? Well, and she and thing is, she wanted to play along with the guy, with the other guy that worked there. She wanted to play along with his addicts and say, well, it's just, you know, just to make sure. But he was like, ma'am, you checked me in. You know that I have a room here. You saw my ID and all of that earlier. And you're going to ask me, do I have a room here? Yeah, man, that right there will make you, really will make you lose your stuff, man, and just go completely berserk. Knowing that a person got a room, but now your employee is harassing them, and so you want to be on their side, so you act like you don't know them. Okay.
And what you do in a situation like that is you go ahead and play their game. And then when you get yourself settled down in your room, call your attorney, promoter, and get them up there and have them fix it and give you a duplicate of the tape because they have all that under surveillance. Because I know a lot of times we was supposed to have been at gigs and we show up 2 or 3 hours ahead of time, and the promoter and already sent the contracts back to let us know we're going to be at this hotel for this many days and da-da-da, da-da-da. And only to find out that the promoted and sold the tickets for the show, and he ain't nowhere to be found. Didn't even set up the hotel rooms or nothing.
That wasn't the point. The point is that Mark, a black man, sitting in the hotel lobby, and the janitor want to know why he's there. Why are you here? Do you have a? He wanted to see some ID, and Mark tells him, "Man, I'm not showing you no ID." He's like, "I got a room here. I ain't showing you no ID." And then the janitor, you know, just still, he's still in his face, won't leave, and he trying to like, "Man, won't you just leave? Get out of my face." And so Mark pulled out his camera and had it all in his face. And so the guy talking about the guy almost tried to grab the camera. He's like, no, you don't want to do that. You ain't going to put your hands on me. That's what you're not going to do.
And if the guy grabbed the camera or touched the camera, well, then that's assault. So Mark has a right to defend himself. But even
he
that,
tried. It happened.
The person at the front desk should have checked the guy that was being the janitor or whatever. Say, hey, you can't bother him. He's a guest here. That's what they should have did at the front desk. That's why they got what they called him.
That's what I'm saying. She was not planning on. She kept talking about, she started asking, was he a guest? Did he have a room? And he was like, ma'am, you the one that checked me in. What do you mean, do I have a room here?
Well, I'll say it like this, and, you know, flipping the pancake over. As a black person or as a person of color, when you get that money, whenever you get finished with it, you're still a nigga. No matter how you slice it, you're still a nigga. You don't believe me? Ask Kanye, how did he lose so much money? Being a nigga. And then when you lose your money, you try to revert back to your black neighborhood for help. Yeah, see, they don't like us. They did. They did. You remember OJ fell in the trap. He wanted to go to black churches and everything to tell everybody how innocent he was. But while he was riding high, how many of them black churches did he go to? You see, a lot of times people with money get caught up in a situation where, look, I got money, I can do this, and I can do that. I forgot I'm still a dark-skinned man in America.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what happened with Mark. What ended up happening with Mark, man? They flooded that hotel's phone system so much, man, till they had to shut the phone system down because the people was just calling, you know, going off, cussing them out. A lot of big time celebrities was calling. I forget it was Vanessa. Vanessa, Pete Robinson, oh, she went off. She didn't like that at all because, you know, that's her good buddy, Mark. They played in Hanging with Mr. Cooper together.
And so
they suspended the guy. And the other guy that's standing there with them, they say they suspended them. They're going to make them go back to training, do some type of sessions and stuff or whatever. And that was the end of it. That's what they said.
Hey, you know what that is? That's called damage control.
Damage control.
PR word for damage control.
Damage. Yeah, you see what's going on. That's what they're doing too with Don Lemon.
What'd you say, boss man?
You see Don Lemon? You see what Don Lemon said?
Unlimited. Oh, yeah, man.
Don
I heard
Lemon.
About that, man. Yeah, they chopped your boy up, man. They took him off the morning show, didn't they?
Well, they suspended him. They said he'd be back tomorrow, I think.
And, you know.
He back today. He was back today. Yeah.
Well, it's just like your boy that got caught up in that situation, as Jada Pinkett would call it, that entanglement on the Good Morning America show. You know about that entanglement, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they found out.
Man,
they're
out and about everything. Holding hands, holding hands and kissing everything. Huh?
Yeah, and there was an investigative reporter that found out that, I think it was CBN, an investigative reporter that found out that they wasn't the only two people that was knocking the boot. There were some more employees on that show and the company that was hooked up with other people while they had folks at the house waiting on them.
Of course. It's I'm white and I say so type thing. You know, they get to do everything, but, you know, a black man do it, hey, it's looked down upon.
I mean, me personally, no, that's not how I get down. I don't mess around where I work at, and I'm certainly not gonna mess around with a man's wife. That's against God. God is against any man sleeping with another man's wife. He's against that.
Well, the chances is if you at a man's house with his wife, you ain't gonna be sleeping no way. But that neither is the same. Well, you know, it's just like when we was working at the school thing down there, you know, I tell all of them, I play with anybody, but I let them know I don't play where I work at. I ain't going to take a chance on losing my food because you acting a nut. It ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm all that plus a bag of chips. Of course, everybody know I am. But, you know, there was a few women out there throwing their shopping bag my way.
What about a pep?
Wait, wait a minute. Don't tell me with a Pepsi. Now, that's the way to hold up on the Pepsi now.
That Pepsi got him, y'all. That Pepsi got him. What Rabbit talking about?
Oh, she back there. She said, hey, what's up? What's up?
What up, Rabbit?
Yeah, she said you got a nice little show going there. She went to the doctor, you know, when she had that bad fall at the No Name Market up the street. It messed up her back and it messed up her neck. So she went to the doctor today and they gave her like 4 or 5 shots in the neck, you know, and with needles and stuff. And I'm like, oh, ooh-wee.
Oh, wow, she got a lot of needles. She got a lot of needles in her now.
Well, they not in her. You know, they shot some stuff in her neck. I guess it's cortisone or whatever that stuff is supposed to ease the pain or whatever.
Yeah, that'll make you feel like you're going to sit on top of the world. I didn't have that cortisone shot before. That'll make you, you'd be out there jumping off. You'd be jumping off of brick buildings and stuff.
Well, I hope it ain't like that new stuff they got floating on the street that the young folks are falling into.
Oh, I don't know what that is. What is that?
It's that stuff they call Trank. What it is it's some stuff they got mixed with a very little bit of fentanyl with some reefer, and it makes the people walk around and act like zombies, but it also eats up the flesh. That's why they call it Trank. I heard about it on the news today.
Oh, I ain't never heard of that.
Yeah, it's some stuff out there. Hey, that's what I try to tell a lot of young people, man. Not only sex, it's some bad sex out there, but it's also some bad drugs out there. You can't just, hey, man, it ain't nothing but reefer, man. It's gone and hit it. You can't do that. Don't fall in that trap like that, because they got now is laced with some of everything, horse manure, battery acid, and everything. And all it takes is one little toke to get you snapped on the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, me personally, I'm going to pull my own coattail right now. But when I was traveling around with the band, wasn't nothing wrong with the pure stuff, the Buddha, the sesame, the Acapulco gold, you know, because that stuff wasn't like the stuff they got now. Boy, you smoking.
You telling me you dabbled and all that?
Well, you know, I mean, you got to have something to make sure your nerves are right when you're playing before hundreds and thousands of people, you know, thousands of people, man. You get out there and you get to looking at everybody. And then your mind tell you, they looking at everything you do. The least little thing you do wrong gonna set them off. So you get out there, you get your, yeah, you know, you get your get you a screwdriver, a Tom Collin, and belt it down with a nice ice-cold glass of 45 sitting beside you. And you go on out there and do your thing, because at that point, you're feeling so good. Even if you do mess up, they ain't going to know no way, because they have geeked out too.
Well, D, we're gonna shut it down, man, because we got a full show ahead of us tomorrow. We want to remind the people tonight to come back tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're gonna have a conversation with mayoral candidate Greg Merriweather.
As the man said,
will you be there?
I hope he's ready, because I got just one question to ask you.
What is it?
Can I shine your shoes, Marshall?
Oh, man, he said, can I shine your shoes, Master? Well,
hey, man, it's going to be an ugly.
We hope the people learn something tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be an ugly mayor race, man, because we got so many chocolate-covered people that's trying to get their title. And most of the people in the political ring says this is a Republican state. So I'm trying to figure out how they going to do that, flip this Republican state to purple like Barack Obama did, when we got so many chocolate-covered people fighting each other for that mayor seat. And once they get it, they're going to be like Dorothy in the Wizard of Oz. Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore. They're going to find out the job ain't as easy as they thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me ask you this. Does that mean can the current mayor, can he still run?
Oh, yeah, he can run. He can do like Senator Lugar back in the 70s. I mean, yeah, Senator Lugar did back in the 70s. He was mayor for like, 12, 14 years.
Wow.
And then he decided to run for senator.
It's not like the presidency. President, they're going to do 8 years, but how many years can the mayor do?
The mayor can run as long as they keep him in office. Just go ahead and check the bio on Marion Barry. Now, we got a cat now that a senator for the state of Indiana, and he's getting ready to pull that hat off and run for governor.
Who was that?
Now, the guy that bought his way into the senator's seat, Mike Braun, the businessman that said that Donald Trump's seat was stolen from him.
Okay.
Hey, I'm going to throw this at you real quick, man. The topic tonight was don't fall in the trap.
Yep.
Ladies and men, and whatever it might be, non-binary or whatever it is, open up your eyes. Don't fall for the trap. If you want to get bibliological with it, look at Eve. She fell for Satan, and ever since then, whether women want to admit it or not, they got a little bit of deceit in them, because she deceived her husband, her Lord. She disobeyed her Lord and made her Lord disobey his Lord. So, you see, keep your eyes open. Don't fall in the trap. We got the city right now is overflowing with violence. Never so much shooting all over the place. Little bitty kids getting shot. They in their bed, sleeping. Bullets ringing through the house, you know, from the outside in. Hitting kids. Putting kids in danger. And it's all because our governor, with the payola money that was going around, decided that you should not have a permit. Sure. The other hand of the coin is, well, criminals going to get guns anyway. Yes, they're going to get guns anyway, but if you put up a stipulation and make it harder for them to get it, then they have to think twice about being caught with it.
Hey, boss man, you got a fantastic show tonight, man. I'm all geared up for tomorrow. Tell your boy, Rabbit says a great show too. Tell your boy Merriweather, man, he's bring his big boy draws or just stay at home now.
I don't think he's gonna like that, Doc.
Yeah, cause we ain't gonna do like he did on that other talk show he was on where he was whining and crying about losing his position in the government seat. You know, we ain't going out like that. I'm going straight for the hip. Just call me Gunsmoke.
Whoa, okay. Hey, tell some of your other buddies that that tune in to that other radio show. They might want to tune in tonight. I mean, tomorrow night.
I sure will. I'll throw it at him as soon as I get a chance.
All right. Appreciate it, D. Appreciate it.
All right, well, boss. Hey, man, you be careful out there, man. It's raining, and since you've been up in Minnesota, now they got a blizzard up there, so don't you bring all that snow and stuff down here.
I ain't in Minnesota. Appreciate it, D. Appreciate it, man.
All right, boss. Be careful, man.
All right, you too. All right, ladies and gentlemen. That's just it. It was just an hour of power tonight. That's all we were doing, man. Shout out to my man, Danger, Mr. D in the building tonight with me. Tonight's topic subject was don't fall in the trap. That's right. Do not fall in the trap. And as Eddie Murphy talked about, the banana in the tailpipe, don't do it. And I chose this topic, you know, just specifically for the men because seriously, you know, I don't think the men understand because I believe, the women, they understand. The women understand when two men get together and start talking and then it turns into an argument, a disagreement, into an argument. She knows that the destruction that can go be, that can follow. And she will sit and smile and laugh and get her rocks off. That's the dangerous part because this is it. You know, I mean, if we are trying to be a people that is going to promote unity, how can we get any unity when you send back laughing and two black men fight? Where's my button?
Come on!
How can we have any type of unity when you are sitting back laughing at two black men fighting?
Come on!
Therefore, the white man is not our problem. You are.
Come on!
I'm just keeping it a buck tonight. I am just keeping it a total bug tonight because how is it now? How is it that we do all this great talking and we say, you know, what needs to be done and all this and all that, but you tag people things to create the controversy? Ooh-wee. Here's another thing, too.
Come on!
Let me see. Let's see if D's still in the building. I got to ask D something. Hold on. Yo, Danger, are you still there?
I'll be here, boss.
All right, here's something I need cleared up. Why do a lot of women talk about men being broke? But we able to pay our bills and our rent and all that. Why do they always call men like that broke? I'm not getting it.
Let me reach back in my 300-year memory bank. The only thing I can see coming out of that statement is most women look in the mirror and see the inadequacy in themselves and being in a case of denial, deflected on somebody else. Because, see, when you get with a woman, although she'll say that, but the bottom line is If she got all the money she need, why she need your money?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I don't want to be like Bernie Mac and get fucking negative about it. But, I mean, you know, look at the women that say that. As some people would say, consider the source. Look at the women that say that and see how they carry and behave themselves. And they'll let you know, I ain't about jack and ain't nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. That's this current world we live in. Absolutely. All right. Thank you, D. Appreciate it.
All right, Bob.
Well, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, that's it. I don't want to be too long tonight. Just wanted to put a little something on your mind and want to air out our business tomorrow where we have our special guest in the building tomorrow with us. A special guest in the building tomorrow is going to be Greg Merriweather, Mayor Kennedy, right here for Indianapolis, Indiana. I want everybody to come on out and get your questions together because we want to talk to the brother. We pray that the brother wins this candidacy. I see a lot of black men that's running, a few black men that's running for this office this year, and we pray the best. A lot of people here in Indianapolis say what we need is a black man to be the mayor of Indianapolis. I ain't against it, but I'll say it is. As long as they doing what is right, have it. But if they're not going to do what's right, stay away from it. So come on out tomorrow night. Come on out tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern. 8 p.m. Eastern right here on Facebook and YouTube. Right here on Facebook and YouTube. Come on out tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back. We're so thankful and grateful for your generosity and your support. We'll close on out with a little bit of the internet. That's your affair. Peace. Be blessed. We'll see you tomorrow night. Love you all. Peace. Be blessed.
Tomorrow night. I want to see you in the building tomorrow night. Shorty, won't you come my way? Come my way, Shorty. Come my way, Shorty. Man, we just having a little ball. But I want you to hear this, though.
I'm going to sit down. I'm going to go out with your friends today. I'm going to go out to the table, walk with you, and you're going to go out to different. I chose this man to be the king of my life. Yes, I agree with everything he said. Come on, everything. Come on. And I did that because I chose this man. Come on, put him in this position of my life. And this is how I honor and take care of and love the man in my life.
Love the man in your life.
So I tell women out there, you want a man in your life, you want to be happy.
Man.
Figure out what you would do when you are happy. Because I am happy. My husband does so many great things for me.
People say they're happy, but they're not.
I obey him. I respect him. And I let him be the man that he is.
Yes.
I chose a man that I wanted to follow.
You got to let him.
He wants to leave me. And that's why I will do anything.
That's right. You got to let him. You can't be all up in their way. You can't be nosy. Wanting to be all up in their phones. You want to check their emails, but you ain't checking yours. Come on now. You've been missing business promotions. You've been missing business promotions because you all have been your husband's phone. Ooh. You missing business promotions. You all have been your husband's phone. See that?
If you was doing what you were supposed to be doing, you wouldn't have missed that business promotion. Then you on the office talking about getting prayer warriors. You're on the office trying to get prayer warriors to pray. You're talking about, can y'all pray for me because me and my husband we going through. Me and my husband going through a rough patch right now. And we getting really, really need some help right now. But this wasn't going to be $10,000.
Can you tell me jump? I'll jump. Tell me sit down, I'll sit down. You tell me go in the room or go up on stage, I will do either or.
Come on!
That's a message for everyone out there. Love and cherish the king in your life.
Let's go, let's go.
Let's go, turn it off, turn it off one time.